WRCO Sports. I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Last night in high school football, Potosi Cassville got the win against Richland Center, 49-20. Ithaca over Waseca Steuben, 26-0. It was Wisconsin Dells beating River Valley, 33-26. Hillsboro, 28, Riverdale, 7. And Southwestern East Dubuque beat Boscobel, 57-12. It was Dodgeville, 38-8 over Iowa Grand. River Ridge, 38, Fenimore, 8. Mineral Point, 16-0 over Platteville in a game that was scoreless until the fourth quarter last night. Westby, 41-21 over Benton Scales Mound, and Viroqua beat Brookwood, 28-12. In eight-player football played last night, it was Valley Christian over Oneewoc Weston, 15-13. Oakfield beat Kickapoo Lafarge, 37-0, and Highland over Williams Bay, 49-8 in a game played on Thursday night. North Crawford, 56-20 over Montello from the Ridge and Valley. Today in boys soccer, River Valley tied Waupun at 1. It was Aquinas over Amherst, 4-2. Girls volleyball tournament's going on today. Dodgeville was a winner over Poinette, 2-0. And Poinette defeated Fenimore, 2-0 in another match. It was a big cross-country meet at Cashton, the early season invite for area teams, as it got underway at Cashton City Park. For Riverdale, first race of the morning, the varsity girls, and they finished in 7th place out of 15, with Mallory Meese medaling and finishing in 7th place with a time of 22:31. Other team finishers, Melanie Williamson, and in 36th place, Kaylee Carter in 47th, Megan Cruel in 71st, and Riley Leaf in 75th. The varsity boys for Riverdale were 6th out of 15 teams. Lakota Brewer medaled by running 18:51 and finishing in 8th place. Other runners were Hunter Wilkinson with a time of 20:33 in 26th place, Caleb Shalaline in 33rd, Wyatt Schramm 39th, Carson Knight 45th, and James Schramm 60th. Team-wise for the action today, for the boys running, Kickapoo Lafarge won the event, going with a total of 60 points. It was Richland Center Ithaca finishing 2nd, Nacita was 3rd, Brookwood 4th, and Bangor 5th. As mentioned, Riverdale boys finishing in 6th place. For Richland Center Ithaca, Clayton Lee was 2nd overall with a time of 18:19. Also, it was Ryan Stadler finishing 5th for Richland Center Ithaca at 18:40. It was Kiernan Culver finishing 9th, Ethan Haiti 25th overall, and Devin Woodhouse 33rd. For RCI, Brayson Garcia-Bolin was 49th, Connor Montez 71st, and Henry Clancy was 88th. The top overall runner was Brookwood's Cooper Powell with a time of 17:54. And as mentioned, Kickapoo Lafarge with a big day, led by Landon Turgeson with a time of 18:29. Also, Brecken Miller was top 10 with a time of 18:58. In overall girls action, it was Katie Field of Royal Oneewoc Center with a time of 20:17, finishing in first place. For Richland Center Ithaca, Grace Fretz was 8th with a time of 22:43. Pearl Fretz was 9th with a time of 22:51. Rachel Waterfall was 25th. Also, it was Adeline Lawless finishing 44th, Elizabeth Wurtzema 57th, and Ava Gottschall was 65th in the running at cross-country meet action today in Cashton. Hometown in baseball is down to possibly its final weekend. Two undefeated teams in the Final Four will meet tomorrow in Verona. Hometown Final Four Week 3 has Sauk Prairie playing at Verona. Evansville will take on Sun Prairie as well tomorrow at Fireman's Park. Both games begin at 1 o'clock. D.L. Hall worked 7 scoreless innings in the best start of his career. Willie Adames and Rhys Hoskins each homered and drove in 3 runs. And the Milwaukee Brewers scored 10 runs in the 9th inning to pound the Cincinnati Reds 14-0 and sweep a doubleheader. The National League Central leading Brewers won the opener 5-4 when automatic runner Eric Haas scored on a double play in the 10th inning, and Devin Williams made it stand up. Adames and William Contreras each homered in both games of the twin bill. Hall worked past the 6th inning for the first time in his first scoreless start. The Brewers and Reds play Game 3 of the 4-game series in Cincinnati. First pitch time 6:15. The broadcast of that game will be heard on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. Pregame starting at 5:40. With yesterday's doubleheader sweep, the Brewers have a 10-game lead over the second-place Cubs and are 11.5 games ahead of the St. Louis Cardinals in the National League Central Division, largest division lead than any team in Major League Baseball. The Brewers are 23 games over 500 with a 79-56 record. They are tied with the Philadelphia Phillies for the second-best record in the majors and are only 2 games behind the Los Angeles Dodgers for the best record in baseball. Tui Walker scored on a 6-yard touchdown run to put Wisconsin ahead for good with 10:35 remaining, and the Badgers rallied from an early fourth-quarter deficit to beat Western Michigan 28-14. Ches Malusi and Walker rushed for a combined 140 yards and 2 touchdowns on 34 carries last night. Cade McNamara threw 3 second-half touchdown passes, and number 25 Iowa cruised to a season opening victory without Kirk Ferentz, pounding Illinois State 40-0. Ferentz serving a 1-game suspension imposed by the university for a recruiting contact violation that is under investigation by the NCAA. Carson Beck threw for 278 yards, including a pair of touchdowns, and number 1 Georgia opened the season by stifling 14th-rated Clemson 34-3. Minnesota running back Darius Taylor was held out of season-opening practice against North Carolina because of a leg injury suffered in a practice 2 weeks ago. The Gophers also announced on their injury report that starting safety Darius Green would not play. The NCAA blocked Oklahoma State from placing QR codes on its players' helmets, a move that would have allowed fans to link to a team fund and donate to the program's name, image, and likeness money pool. The team planned to wear the decals during the Cowboys' opening game against South Dakota State. The school says the NCAA interprets the QR code stickers as advertising and/or commercial marks, which are not permitted on the helmets. The QR codes are 1.5-inch decals that feature each player's name and number. That's an update on sports for Saturday afternoon. I'm Phil Nee.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli-fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.